We're gonna start the inyan of brachas. So the first shir this week, we'll just talk about the soydos of what's the chiyuv of bracha rishana, berkas hanenu. Okay, so and there's a lot of nafkaminas la'alacha. It's also a little bit of a musarvar, but there's a lot of nafkaminas la'alacha as to what exactly is the soyd of the chiyuv of bracha rishana. So, if you look at the Gemara starts off, Minan Emili, how do we know, in the beginning of Ketzim Varachim, how do we know that you are Mechoyev to make a Baruch Rishayna? So, the Gemara wants to learn out from Kodesh Hilulim, they have to be Mahala Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the context of Revoy, this fruit that you bring the fourth year, it's Kodesh Hilulim, you have to use it to Mahala to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Mechoyev, and the Gemara, is that referring to everything you plant? Netta Revai, is it only referring to Kerem Revai? Is it referring only to
grapes?
Then the Gemara says, even if it is, that's only Bracha Rishayna, Bracha Achrayna, how do I know Bracha Rishayna? The Gemara says, Kal V'Chaymer. If, when do you have more Akar Satoiv? You have more Akar Satoiv before you ate. Because before you ate, you remember how hungry you are. I'm so hungry, and now you give me food. After you ate, yeah, I was never hungry to begin with. I feel like a schmuck. What'd you do for me anyway? Right? So you don't even remember, the level of Haidah that you have to have. So Kal V'Chaymer. But then the Gemara has a kasha at the end of the day. Frek the Gemara, kasha that only works for netta and kerem, for everything that comes out from the ground, or kerem, which is shivas aminim. So either you have a makar for bracha rishon, bracha achrayna for shivas aminim, and you have a makar for bracha rishon, bracha achrayna if you hold that netta revai that you mechuyev to bring on the fourth year, anything which goes from the ground, anything which goes from the ground, what about meat, eggs, chicken, and things that don't grow from the ground? That was Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara ends up saying, Ella, right before the two dots, it's the second to last of the middle thick lines. So Ella Svaro. Also Laila Adam Shiyahanimin Oilam Azebulai Bracha. This is Svar, you're not allowed to be Nana from this world without a Bracha. So you're not allowed to be Nana from this world without a Bracha. Okay? So that's the Svar. So Tosfos says right away, if you look at the bottom Tosfos, Ella Svarahu. So he says, "V'kra d'nasiv." All these psukim, asmachta ba'alma, v'gemaya hayasavr mitchila d'limud gemara. We thought it was a limud, it's not. So according to Taisus, this is you said how you learn gemara. When the gemara says ella, so the gemara is falling off everything we said before. So the gemara says ella sivara. It's only a svar. Everything we learned until now has nothing to do with the source. And the makar for the din bracha rishayna is a svara. Also la adam lahanes ba'elam azeh b'loy bracha. However, we have a couple of rayas that not everyone holds like that, and that's not the case. That maybe for some of the inyanim, we still hold of the Kal V'Chaymer, and we still hold of the idea that whatever you mechuyev a bracha achrayna on, you mechuyev a bracha rishayna on. Just that wouldn't be a makar for everything, and therefore for some things we need a Kal V'Chaymer. Where do you see this? You see this in the Torah. Very interesting Torah. The Torah brings a Rambam. That even though we know there's a concept of Safik bracha is lahakal. Now, if you have a Safik on a bracha rishayna, we'll see, it's not so pashut, but apparently the understanding of most people of that din means Safik bracha lahakal, you're allowed to continue eating without a bracha, which we're going to take issue with that soon, but let's assume that that's the case. Safik bracha is lahakal. Zak the tor, but if you have a Safik on bread, you have to be machre, you have to make a bracha rishayna. Zak the bach, why would you say that? Because the Gemara said Kal V'Chaymer. If you have to make a bracha achrayna, you have to make a bracha rishayna. Now, where's the only bracha achrayna they have to make with deraisa? On bread. So therefore, the bracha rishayna on bread is also deraisa because of the Kal V'Chaymer. And the meila bracha rishayna on bread is deraisa, and therefore you have to make a safik bracha. It's not lahakal on bread. And the meila you have to be machmer and eat the bread and make a bracha on the bread. Because and everything else we learn out from Asalana Salman's and Bracha. In other words, the Bach is saying that the Gemara Shachvatara stays intact. You know, it's important to learn the Shachvatara. You can't just like get to the Maskana. You know, like I said over that story with my friend, a guy in yeshiva. So this guy in yeshiva that was, you know, every night Seder, he's sitting there and he's listening to the Yankees on the radio. So Shiva says, you know, it's not appropriate, you have to come down the night Seder, whatever. He says, you know, if you're really such a big fan, so Bishlam, you know, the World Series, all right, so, you know, but every game, 162 games, let's see, like, calm down. So he says, Rebbe, you ever skipped the Maskana without learning the Havamina? Yeah. So, I can't just, you know, what's the World Series going to be worth? I didn't see the whole sugya, you know, the whole season. So you have to learn the Havamina of the Gemara. So the Havamina of the Gemara says, that it's a Kavah Chomer. According to the Rambam, that's true Maskana according to the Bach. It's true Maskana according to the Bach. And that's what the Lacha Mishnah says, that this whole concept, so we stick with the Kavah Chomer, but there is a Svar also on us, Boil Mazeb, Beloy Bracha. Okay. We wanted to say Pshat in the Rif like that, because a Shver Rif. The Rif is not a Pirsha on the Gemara. The Rif is a Halacha Sefer. And the Rif, you don't have it here, but the Rif actually brings down this whole Gemara. Shows, why does the Rif bring down the Gemara? And the answer is because the Gemara really remains. There is a Makar that we're using for brachas from the whole Shtak Vatari of the Gemara. Okay. Now the question is, what is the Asr La'adam La'honais Ba'ilam Azeb La'i Bracha? Michael, what do you think that means?
If you eat without recognizing who gave you this food, then you're nullifying why you're even eating this to begin with.
It's stealing. That's the Gemara on the bottom of the page. Look at the bottom of the Amud. Let's read a few pieces of Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, the last of the middle lines. Also, loy la'adam she'anim in elam azeb loy bracha. Now that be nenef in this world without a bracha. V'chal anenim in elam azeb loy bracha. Ma'al, it's like mi'ila. Mi'ila means you're stealing from Hektish. You're stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'ita kante, yeilech itzachach. Okay, the Gemara says the whole thing. And then the Gemara says on the bottom, Amram Chanina, turn the page. Top line on the next page. Amram Chanina bar papa call anenim in elam azeb loy bracha. Ki'ilu goyzel HaKadosh Baruch. You're stealing the fruit. Okay, the Ritva says beferish that what's the svar? Pirsh mishum deksiv Hashem aratu mulaya veheich yitol adam hasheino shalai velo yitol mimenu rishos. You're going to use your bike. You're going to use someone else's item without asking rishos. You got to ask rishos. According to the Ritva, it's literally the Gemara saying also lahadam lahanas melam azeb l'aracha. It's like an atilas rishos. So the food is asher for you to eat it, and by you making the bracha, it's like the pidyon. It's like you're redeeming the food and you're allowed to eat it. Now here is the big question that Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, this whole concept. Frex Rabbi Kiva Eger, or explains Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he says, if the idea of the chiv to make a bracha is because it's not yours, and that's what I'm saying, it's like between the Musar and the Halacha, it's like, if the idea is why you have to make a bracha because it's not yours, and since it's not yours, you have to ask Rishos. So therefore, eating without a bracha is aser. It's like Geneva. Also, lahadam lahanas ba'il mazeb loy bracha. Right. So, Frektum Kivega, what in the world? Why would you say the concept of suffic brachas lahakel? Suffic brachas lahakel, says Reb Kivega, makes sense by a mitzvah. You took the lulav. Maybe I was yoytzei. Maybe I wasn't. Do I want to be mahadar now? Take another lulav. Okay. So take it without a bracha. Is this in chayv tvilas kelim? Be toivel without a bracha. Why? Because the bracha is not ma'akiv the mitzvah, so safik bracha is lahakel. Do the mitzvah without the bracha. Fine, that makes sense. But by bracha rishayna, what are you going to say? Safik bracha is lahakel, and therefore eat it? It's a gneva, so safik isser lachumra. It's not a chiv, it's not a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be titled kelim, there's a mitzvah to make a bracha, so lahakel. But here, it's not a mitzvah to make a bracha, it's being matir, it's gneva.
Right.
So safik bracha, how could that be lahakel for Rabbi Kiva Eger?
Must mean we're not dealing with actual stealing.
That's the question. So what's the shot? So it says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he brings a marsha that says like that. No such halacha. No such thing. Safek brachas halacha is only by mitzvahs. It's not talking about birkas hanenin. So if you made a shahakal, and now, I don't remember, did I go outside or did I not go outside? If you go outside, you have to make a new shahakal. I don't remember. So it says Rabbi Kiva Eger, you're not allowed to drink. What bracha achrayna?
Bracha rishon. So
that's something else. But you're not allowed to drink, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. So safek bracha is lachumra.
Yes, sir.
Azay zok Rabbi Kiva Eger. The loyshayich kain elo bebirkas hamitzvus. Aval bebirkas hanenin also lecho beloy bracha. So therefore, says now zok Rabbi Kiva Eger gavaldik avart. Listen to this. Rabbi Blatt, you like this. Wait a second. Zaktim kiveger, no. Not only Safik brachas is not lahakal that you're allowed to eat without a bracha, so now you're not allowed to eat. Right? Oh, so now that you're not allowed to eat, so now I'm allowed to make the bracha now. Because now the bracha is going to be mad to me to eat it. So it's not Safik bracha, it's how you're allowed to make it. It's a Safik of a bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala. It's not levatala. I can't eat without the bracha. So it says Rabbi Kiveger. Forget Achorin, I'm talking about Bracha Rishayna now.
This is all Bracha
Rishayna. No. But if I have a suffix on my Bracha Rishayna, so I'm not allowed to eat Zakhtim Kivega without a Bracha Rishayna. Now that I'm not allowed to eat without a Bracha Rishayna, so now make the Bracha, now make a Bracha. Make a Bracha, it's a suffix. The whole point is, it's a suffix. Suffix, you're not allowed to just make a Bracha for no reason. Zakhtim Kivega is not a suffix anymore. Because I already paskined that without the Bracha, you won't be allowed to eat.
You don't know which bracha to make on it.
No, I know which bracha to make. The question is, did I make the bracha? I have to make a shahakal. I just don't remember if I made one. I don't remember if I made the bracha. So now since I don't remember if I made one, so it's a suffix brachas. So suffix brachas. And the Velt says suffix brachas lahakal. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, how could suffix brachas be lahakal? It's a gzela. So it's a suffix isser. So you're not allowed to go and be makel on a suffix isser. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, suffix brachas lahakmer. Says Safik Brachas Lahachmer. Then you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. Oh, one second. Now you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. So what are you going to do? You're going to stare at your coffee now without drinking it.
No,
I want to eat. Oh, so now, Asalad the Mohadan Spolam is a bracha. So you can make a bracha. Lechatkhila. It's not a Safik anymore. Because the psak already was that you're not allowed to eat without a bracha.
So it's never something by Bracha Rishonah. In this case, right?
No, he's saying the Matzias just gives the psak. The psak is that Safik Brachas is not lahaka because it will be a gneva. It will be gneva to eat without a bracha. So since it's gneva to eat without a bracha, so now I'm sitting here, I can't drink. So Dr. Kiveger.
Matzias was establishing you make a bracha.
Yeah, but right now I can't. So he says, V'loy havikan chash bracha levatola. De'im lo yivarek ye asa lishtois.
Only because he has a lack of information.
Fine. Yeah, that's what you're saying. So Klapi Shmaya, you want to know, did I make this bracha or not? Fine. But today, in this world, I need this bracha to be matar ma'achilas. It's not levatala. Levatala means you're making it for no reason. It's not no reason. I need the... Yeah, but I can't eat without it. So it's being matar ma'hana. It's being matar ma'hana. So it's like Rabbi Kiveger. So as usual, Rabbi Kiveger comes in the clutch. And... It's a big lemaisa. Since Safik brachas is not lahakel, Safik brachas is lahachmer. Not like the public misconception of what Safik brachas does.
If he would eat it without a bracha, and then it was bara that he actually had made a bracha, would he be over Esther?
When at the time that if he made the bracha and then he found out before he used it to be matir, the idea of a bracha is
he doesn't know he did a bracha and now he eats without a bracha.
You're transgressing.
And then he comes out. He wasn't allowed. But then he comes out that he actually made a bracha and he didn't even make another bracha.
Retroactively.
No. Because at the time he needed the bracha to be matir to be matir dana.
Meaning, it's not a bracha
because
it's a tzar.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, it's a difference.
Right. Let's just say over the whole Rabbi Kiveger from the beginning. Rabbi Kiveger says, since the source for brachas is asa la'anas la'adam, asa la'adam le'honas b'ilam azeh b'loy bracha. You're not allowed to be nene from this world without a bracha. So you're not allowed to be nene without a bracha. So memela, it's an isser to eat without a bracha.
No, right now.
Let's chazal the whole thing. It's an isser to eat without a bracha. It's not a mitzvah. Since it's an isser to eat without a bracha, so the whole concept of safik bracha l'hakka does not exist, according to the Kiveger, in safik brachas hanen. It's only in a safik on a brachas mitzvahs, right? Like tevila. You don't want to know if should I be toivel kalim or not, so you could be toivel without a bracha. But by achila, we're going to say eat without a bracha. It's aser. There's an isser here. Since it's an isser, so you're not allowed to continue eating without a bracha. Since I'm not allowed to continue eating without a bracha, so memela, now I'm allowed to make the bracha, because now the bracha is going to be matar ma'achila. That's what he says. Okay.
That's what achila, like not going to go outside. Actually, like a thing.
Okay, you're saying you can get out of it. Right. Let's eat the mezonos. So going outside won't help you.
Or don't
No, so are you mechuyev not to eat to get out of the bracha? I mean, that's what you're saying. Listen to the lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva in Shabbos says, he says the same thing. He says, I don't understand. Umiut mahani, bibirkas hanenin, on a bracha on food, lefanecha, lefanov, heich choyzer v'oicha b'loi bracha, mipnei safik. Hare machnes atzmoi b'mokam b'kum v'asei lechol b'mashu kenenim mikotche kotchim. Kedisa perek ha'itza ketzer mevarchim. Shaya roi shiachse v'ivarch ala safik. Oy shalo yechol yoyser.
That's it.
So it says you have two choices. Either don't eat or make a new bracha. But you can't just continue eating without a bracha. That's awesome. So again, the Ritvan, Rabbi Kivegar, the Marsha, they're saying that the yisoid of bracha sanen is not a mitzvah. Like by Birkas HaMitzvahs. It's a mitzvah, it's a nice thing. So Chazal or Misakir. Here it's the opposite. It starts off as an Isser. Since it starts off as an Isser, so Mamela Safik Brachas is not Lahakal. Safik Brachas is Nahachmer, because it's an Isser to eat without a bracha. Where else does this come in? So the Velt asks on this, if you're going to say like that, there's a Shver Gemara by anyone doing Daf Yomi. There's two Shver Gemaras. One is a Gemara by a Balkari, and one is a Gemara by an Oinin. By both of them, the Gemara says, by a Balkari, it's a Chazal or Masakin on him, a Tuma, that he can't make Dirabanans. He doesn't daven, or whatever. He says, Kriyashma is Mahar Baliba, whatever. But the Gemara says he doesn't make a Bracha Rishayna. And who had then an Oinin? An Oinin is Patran Mitzvahs. Since he's Patran Mitzvahs, he doesn't bench. But the Gemara's Mashma, the Paiskim say, he also doesn't make Bracha Rishayna. Now, he doesn't make Bracha Rishayna. Now, what does that mean? Since he doesn't make Bracha Rishayna, so you're going to say now he's allowed to steal?
Yeah.
So he doesn't. If you say bracha rishon is a mitzvah, okay, so therefore, since it's a mitzvah, so he's part of the mitzvah. But if you say that the idea of bracha rishon is that it's your payment for the food, it's your payment for the food. So what are you going to say? So guys in Oinin have a great idea. Go into the store, you know, take out some steak, some geshmaka meat, so, you know, a couple hundred dollars worth of groceries, and they say, it's a mitzvah to pay, but I'm part of for mitzvahs. So I'm allowed to take it without paying, right? So you don't say that, right? Like Reb Chaim asked. He says, you know, if you borrow money, it's a mitzvah, a priyas b'chayv mitzvah.
Yeah.
So if you're learning all day, so I say mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, so you don't have to pay back. Right? So he says, obviously, the idea is, yeah, priyas b'chayv mitzvah, besides the mitzvah, you have, it's gneva, you have someone else's money, you got to give it back. Forget that. It's also a mitzvah. I mean, that's not the point. So here, it's gneva to eat without a bracha. So how we matter an oinin to eat without a bracha? It's gneva l'chayra. This is the kasha they ask, and there's a lot. Reb Shlomo Zalman has a piece on it, and others have a piece. It was also negea a person who's an oinis. In the army, it's negea. In the army or other places, the person's an oinis. He can't wash his hands, and they're all dirty. Okay, so his hands are all dirty. Whatever reason, they're dirty, and he can't wash his hands. So does he have to go all day without drinking? Until he can wash his hands. So if you say you're an oinus, so you can say you're an oinus on a mitzvah. So I don't have to do the mitzvah. So now I'm potter, so I'm allowed to eat. But if you say it's an isser, so it's not so quick to say that you're allowed to go do an isser. It's an isser to eat without a bracha. It's not just that there's a mitzvah before you eat, do a bracha. No, it's an isser to eat without a bracha. So therefore, since it's an isser, it's not your food. So now, we're not going to be mad to you so quickly. The Mishnah Berurah says a person wakes up in the middle of the night and it would be very hard for them to go, almost an oinus, to go wash your hands. So some place can help you. You're allowed to drink without a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah says, how can you drink without a bracha? That's only if it's, he says, the Bi'ur Halacha says this cheshbon, that it's an isser. Okay? So that is some Rishonim learn like that.
Now that we've established that you need a bracha, what about always having to particularize?
Okay, so the price can say that you're yoytze this isser with a shahakal. As long as you said any bracha, you're yoytze this isser. The particularizing the bracha, that's a separate halacha. But if a person would say shahakal, so he's not being nenibal and mezebalay bracha. He said a bracha, but it's not the appropriate bracha. So he's not yoytze the chi of bracha, but he's yoytze this isser. So that's true.
Somebody said before they actually messaged the door on the sock.
That's what you're asking. What was the nusach? I mean, you can ask that about tefillah also. The stomach.
There was an
also the stomach, yeah.
Now, which you say, please
Okay, yeah, however it would work out. Now, no, but the Poskim say it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Yeah, now, okay, so this is the machloikes. What is the soid of the bracha? Okay? Now, according to, this is a Lecha Mishnah, by the way. Lecha Mishnah says, interestingly, he says, similar to what we just said in the Rambam, that by Shiva Saminim, you don't say Prasavik Brachas Lahakal, because that the source of it is in the Pasuk. So it's also, you know, same. Okay, now, there's an interesting Rashi, however. If you look at Rashi, yeah, it's a top Rashi in Amud Beis. Remember we said, the Gemara says, that call Amar Rav Chanina Bar Papa, call Anen Milam Alazeh B'loi Bracha, Ki'ilu Goyza LaKadosh Baruch. So what would you say? Why is it Gzela? What's a Gzela?
You stole it.
What'd you steal?
You stole something that belongs to Hashem.
You stole the fruit. You stole the food. Let's look at Rashi. Goyza LaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first Rashi on the page there on Amud Beis. Rashi says, what'd you steal? You stole the bracha.
Ooh, you want to make it on me?
You stole the bracha. So what in the world is Rashi saying? You stole the bracha?
Couldn't say
on me. What's Rashi saying? So L'chora, Pshat and Rashi is not... So the Marsha, the Ritva says, the Marsha says, I don't know what Rashi's saying. The Marsha says, Rashi should have just said, you stole the fruit. Why is Rashi saying you stole the bracha? Because the answer is like this. The answer is that the Marsha and the Ritva, Rabbi Kivager, Toisves, they're going that really the Maskana, the Gemara, the whole entire source for bracha is Asal Anas Mola Mazebulai Bracha, and it's an Isser. So the idea Chazal did was they didn't get together and say, okay, let's make a new mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in Netilas Yadayim, there's a mitzvah Derabban Megillah, there's a mitzvah to make brachas. That's not what they did according to those at Mefarshim. What they did was they said, it's also to eat the food, it's Geneva, it's Hashem's. Oh, you want to eat it? We'll give you payment. This is your payment, right? That's the Torah that we're saying. Rashi's not saying it like that. Rashi's saying that really it's the opposite. Really, Chazal got together and said, we want to make a new mitzvah that when you eat, you should be it's a haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food that you got. Similar to what we said, like the Kal V'Chomer. Well, what's the Kal V'Chomer? The Kal V'Chomer is, if you're minded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the food that you ate already, right? Then for sure, right? You're a cater, you like this bar. When are you more happy? Before you eat or after you eat? So the Gemara says before, because after you eat, you don't remember how hungry you were before you started. So if there's a chiyuv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu after you ate, for sure there's a chiyuv to thank him before you ate. Because wow, I'm so hungry and you gave me food on my plate that I'm now ready to eat. So Rashi is learning that the chiyuv of a bracha is more like a haidah. It's like thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food. Now Chazal say, now that the mitzvah is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food, you're going to go ahead and eat it without thanking Hashem. You're taking away the opportunity to thank Hashem now.
You're stealing the
bracha. Means, let me bring out, meaning because it's, right, it's a chiyuv. Here, let me bring out the part. The part is like this, so when Rabbi Aaron Leib Stein came to Lakewood, so he spoke, and he said over the following shot in a Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a maisa with Menashe, the evil king Menashe. And one of the Amoraim said to Manat, said that tomorrow in Shir, Rabbi Isai, to his Shir, he said, tomorrow in Shir, we're going to learn about Achaveirenu, the king's Menashe and his Menashe. Meaning, implying that like Menashe, he's like one of the boys. So Menashe came to him in a dream, the Amoira, and he says, you think you're on my level? Now, remember that the Gemara, that the Pasuk said that there was never an evil king ever in the history of Klal Yisrael as bad as Menashe. But Menashe says, you think you are Moira, you think you're on my level? You're not even close to my level.
Meaning he's holier, the king is holier.
Yeah. You're not even close to my level. If you would have been in my generation, you would have been chasing after me to do avodah zarah like me. And he says, I'll bring you, he says, oh yeah? So that Moira says, test me. So he says, I'll ask you a shayla. If you have a loaf of bread, and the loaf of bread is like more cooked on the outside, and it's softer on the top. When you cut the bread to make a bracha, Where do you make the bracha from? From the side or the top? So the Amar says, truth is, I never thought about that. He says, you never thought about that, Shaila, and you think you're higher level than me? It's like, what? You would have told me over like a hard thing, like we learned in Eilu Metzias, you know, Yir Shlomi Das, Ashtikot Torah, B'Kivegar, this thing, you never thought about what? What's he saying? What's Pashup Shat? So Ron Leib said very simple. He said, whenever a person is given a piece of food, it's an opportunity to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. I look at this bread like an opportunity to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. So Menashe is saying, when you were given this bread, you have an opportunity to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. So where is the bigger Shem Shemayim going to come out from? From this well-done part or from the soft part? Where is it going to be a bigger Kiddush Hashem when you're Mevarach Hashem on this bread, from the soft to the hard? So you never thought about that? You don't think about that every single thing you should do is coming to bring out the Kavod Shemayim? Menashe said, everything I did was to bring out the Kavod Shemayim. That's what Menashe is saying. That's what Rav Leib said, Pshat in the Gemara. Beautiful Pshat. So the idea of a bracha is that this food is here, and Chazal want you to use it to bring out the Kavod Shem Shemayim. So now you, the Gemara says, if you ate without a bracha, it's like mi'ila. What does mi'ila mean? So the Ritva and Rabbi Kiva and the Marashah, they say it's mi'ila, it's geneva. It's geneva from Hashem, it's like geneva from the Beis HaMikdash. But mi'ila is a lot deeper. Mi'ila means that you use something not according to its designation. It's designated to be used for Kavod Shemayim, and you're using it not for Kavod Shemayim. So if you're making a bracha, according to Rashi, the idea is not like that. The idea is Chazal wanted you to take everything that you have and make a Kavod Shem Shemayim out of it. Everything that you have in this world, you should use for Kavod Shem Shemayim. So if you're eating without a bracha, then your mile means that you're using it without bringing out the Kavod Shem Shemayim of it. And therefore, that's the Me'ila over here. That's according to Rashi. So it comes out that there's mamash Tumahalchim how to learn, over here. There's either that the Yisoid of the bracha is that there's an Asa Lehanis, it's Isser, and if it's Isser, the bracha is the Matir, so if it's Asa, it's like Safik bracha, it's not Lehakam, and an Einin should make a bracha, and all these things. But if you learn like Rashi, that really there's a mitzvah to make a Chazal Mesakin, a new mitzvah, make a bracha. Okay? So now, okay, Safik, you're an Einis, so you can't make the do the mitzvah, so don't do the mitzvah. You're a Safik, so don't do the mitzvah. So it's a whole different pshat. There's one other place that you see this. What was it?
Does that mean by Rashi that you do suffer brachas?
Yeah, according to Rashi, we suffer brachas local. Yeah. Okay. Now, what? The Bir Halacha is mashma a little bit like Reb Kivager. So I don't know. It's not so poshut. There are tva paskins l'maisa. There are tva in the hilah. There are tva in the hilchas brachas. There are tva halach l'maisa paskins that suffik brachas is not lahakal. And Rabbi Kivager paskins like that also.
So wait a second.
Based on the and the Marsha says like in the Marsha and the Lachemisha paskin like that, but Beferish also. So there's a lot of chayim hold like that.
So what does an oinin do according to them?
No, an oinin could be there's another teretz for the oinin. But the oinin is because maybe it's not geneva if you don't if Chazal said
if
you don't have to do
you.
It. Yeah.
Right.
Right. So, then you have a Rabbi Kivager's kashrut. So he says, what? Now there's a Geshmak Rashi L'shitasai. The Gemara says that by a poyel, this is very hard to understand this Gemara, but the Gemara says in the first parak, second parak of Brachas that there was a lot of kulas for poyelin. Workers that work for other people, they don't have to say the fourth bracha of benching and your makel on them and certain things. They don't have to come because you're working for someone else. You got to stick to the clock. You're on the clock. You can't just do your chumras. So the Gemara says that they're not even allowed to make a bracha rishayna. Rashi's goyris in the Gemara, you're not allowed to make a bracha rishayna. Now, if they made bracha rishayna like we do, then by the time you pick up the cup to your hand, you already made the bracha. So like, well, I don't even know what they're talking about. So obviously, you know, bracha rishayna was a whole avoida. So even for workers, like the story in Brisk, you know, the Baal Batim were like hacking pshat in the Rambam, and someone walked in and said, oh, the Baal Batim in Brisk, you know. So you know, the Poilim in the times of the Mishnah, it took them 10 minutes to make a bracha rishayna. So now it makes sense, right?
That's how much more that every second, even if you took 1 second to get to your mouth to make the bracha rishona, that 1 second to a real hole back in the day was even
more. Okay, I mean, yeah, but say it's hard to like, you know, to, so now. It was something significant that took time. That's all I'm saying. If it didn't take time, then you know.
That was the
yeah, you're right. Okay, fine. But I'm saying it was something that was worth making a fuss over. That's what I'm saying. What? So now, either way, but the Rosh and Tosfos are not goris that way. They're goris to Gemara umevarchin lefneim. You do make a bracha rishona. That's the way they're goris to Gemara. So machlekes in the gersois. The Gvilna Gaon brings two gersois. So Teretz says Rashi holds that it's a mitzvah. Okay, it's a mitzvah. Don't do mitzvahs on Yannis Cheshvan. But if it's aser to eat it. So let's say the poil only has a treif sandwich up there on the tree. So you can tell him, eat the treif, because it's a
No,
of course not. Right? So you're not allowed to do an iser just because you're a poil. So therefore, if it would be an iser to eat without a bracha, Chazal would never be matu that. So therefore, if you go like Rabbi Kiriger, if you go like the Taisi, you have to be gurus in that gemara, umavarchin lefaneim, that you do, the poil does make a bracha rishayna. If you go like Rashi, Rashi's takagurus that ain't mevarchim because it's only a mitzvah, so they potted you from that mitzvah. But this is the aside of the whole idea of bracha rishayna, and this is the background of the sugya. Okay, and mitzvah next week we will have a shir, and we'll talk about the bracha on wine. Okay.